episode 2533, Unwind.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Do you know what today is? It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is Friday, Junior. Oh, yeah, you've made it almost the entire week. And that means the weekend's around the corner. And by the way, this is the last weekend before Christmas. Are you ready? Is all your shopping done? But you know what? Regardless, it's time to unwind. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Francesca Hayward, the principal dancer in the Royal Ballet, she said this: finding ways to unwind and switch off is just as important as working hard. So are you good at taking time for yourself to relax and restore what you've used up? Or are you stuck in the pivotal working hard mode? Life can get out of hand at times, especially around the hustle and bustle of a beautiful season called Christmas and New Year's. It's like you're stuck in the on position and you can't catch a break. This season needs to be different. Seriously, what can you do for yourself as you keep trying to do everything else for everybody? And I don't want you to gloss over this question. You need a break as much as you need to work hard. Unwind. I got to ask you this. As I was standing on a very tall ladder yesterday, emptying my gutters before the rain comes in because they needed to be emptied, we finally have had all of our leaves fall. And now it's like, I've got to clear all the gutters. We have so many trees, so many leaves. When I say so many leaves, I'm talking like 3.5 to 4 feet deep. And the width of it is like, well, it's crazy. We can't even go there. I mean, it's like, I don't know, 15 yards, it seems like. Okay, maybe not that much, but it almost takes up half of my front yard. And we have construction in front of our house with orange barrels. It is a party every single day. But as I stood up on this very tall ladder, reaching in the gutters to clean them all out, I began to think, gosh darn it, you've been doing nothing but go, go, go. What would happen if you actually stopped long enough to unwind? What if you could be that tall oak tree with all these leaves now that have fallen? It's now your season to pause for a moment. So when was the last time you really felt the wind against your face? When did you last experience the rays of the bright sun beating down on your cold, chilly skin? For decades, this was a season where I would go nonstop. I would wake up before the crack of dawn and go to bed a couple hours after the strike of midnight. Burning the candles at both ends only wears you out faster. Plus, what you think you're accomplishing is not as impactful to yourself personally because you are so uptight and busy. You miss the moments. Do you think busyness is where it's at? I know this is a hard one for me because I don't want to say I'm a busybody because I'm not. I'm very productive. So when someone says, are you busy? Yeah, I'm busy, but I'm not just kind of stewing and doing things. And oh no, there is a purpose and direction for every single thing that I do. I am very, very intentional about my actions and what I'm doing, especially during this time of the season. Because back when the kids were much younger, I did praise kids. And this was our performance time. And I would have two choirs that would encompass ages of the children 3 years old up to 12th grade. And we would have up to 120, 130 kids. That's a lot of kids in a production of which we performed on average three times. Now, that's a lot of pressure on the kids. And sometimes we would even do a Saturday night or Friday night performance. But this is where I just pushed and pushed and pushed myself. And I was exhausted. Literally, I would crash after it was all over. And then I'd have to get myself gearing back up because I had to take care of my family's Christmas. There is so much. But do you really think busyness is where it's at? Do you always have to be on the go? Do you always have to be moving and grooving? My husband's like, that drives me crazy. I'm like, just sit down. Now he's getting better at it, but it's taken decades for me to get him to that point. Because he's like, if I'm awake, I've got to be doing something. I'm like, you doing something intentionally calling relaxation is a good thing for your body. We all need it. We all need to unwind. And you're not being lazy when you do that. You have purpose in that relaxation. Now, that's a different episode if we're going to sit here and say that you're doing it 24/7, 365, and you're not doing anything in life. Okay, that's for another conversation. But I want you to take a moment this season. Embrace the opportunity to be still in your actions. Quiet in your voice. Become immersed in the lights and the sounds of the season. Because if you're not allowing yourself to experience it, you're going to miss what God has in store for you. And you're going to blink, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, well, what happened? Why is Christmas gone already? I mean, I feel like it should be, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks later. But it's here and gone, and now I don't know what I'm doing, and I didn't have everything ready. I want you to gear up for relaxation and restoration this season. Because it was a hard 2020, but 2021 has not been any easier. There's been a lot of huge question marks, whether it's your career, whether it's your children, your marriage, inflation, what's on the shelves, what's not on the shelves, supply chain, all of this stuff, right? And you're probably already scratching your head going, well, if you only knew my story. The thing is yes, your story is unique. And that's why you need to take a break and unwind. Allow those lights and the sounds of the season to ignite the soul within you. That spark that's there. Because I promise you, the new year's coming and you've got to be ready for it. So find time today and tomorrow and the next to unwind. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.